Former President Clinton had been experiencing chest pain for several days before he contacted his cardiologist, Alan Schwartz.
He had been having episodes of chest discomfort that were brief in nature, but because they were repetitive, he contacted me and came in.
Mr. Clinton underwent what's called an angioplasty. Patients are sedated but awake during the procedure. A catheter is threaded through an artery to open a vessel that supplies blood to the heart. Two mesh tubes called stents were inserted into Mr. Clinton's clogged artery to help prevent it from closing up again. It's not unusual for patients with heart problems to have stents inserted. In 2004, all of Mr. Clinton's coronary arteries were so clogged that he underwent quadruple bypass surgery. The surgery typically takes a piece of a vein from the patient's leg. It's grafted onto the clogged artery and creates a detour around the blockage. The American College of Cardiology reports that one in five patients who has angioplasty has already had heart bypass surgery. Doctors say it is common for heart patients to have several stents implanted over time because of new blockages. After angioplasty, patients should be carefully monitored and can also undergo stress tests like this one. Doctors advise heart patients to include regular exercise and a healthy diet of fruit, vegetables, and small amounts of meat in their recovery plan. The former president has said he is eating healthier food and exercising regularly. In 2008, he spoke with ABC about living life to the fullest.
Time is passing. You can't make yesterday again. You have to live in the moment and go forward.
With his daughter Chelsea by his side, Mr. Clinton left the hospital Friday to go home and rest. Melinda Smith, VOA News.